USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The forecast places North Carolina in the bullseye of Hurricane Florence.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper declaring a state of emergency because of Hurricane Florence.
First, the ocean surge along our coast. Then the strong winds, which may be higher than the other hurricanes that we have recently experienced. And, of course, inland flooding from heavy rains.
It's actually pretty crazy.
The hurricane prompting colleges to cancel classes. This student at Charleston Southern University in South Carolina evacuating but checking out the waves before he leaves the area.
Folly Beach is like right on the coast. We are going to go today just because the waves are going to be pretty good. Tomorrow is when it's starting to get really choppy. That's when everyone's going to have to probably pack it up shop.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The chimes you are hearing, part of a new memorial at the 9/11 crash scene in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The National Park Service and families of Flight 93 hosting the Tower of Voices dedication ceremony ahead of the 17-year anniversary of the terrorist attack. President Trump scheduled to visit the memorial Tuesday. The Tower of Voices, a concrete and steel structure about 93 feet tall, and has a wind chime with its own different sound for each of the 40 passengers killed on board that flight. Paul Murdoch, the architect of the Flight 93 National Memorial.
This Tower of Voices commemorates their lives and legacy.
At the White House Daily Briefing, North Korea a topic. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
Sanders was asked about a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
The primary purpose of the letter was to request and look to schedule another meeting with the president, which we are open to and are already in the process of coordinating that.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos sentenced to 2 weeks in jail, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
He said he believes his testimony may have steered the Russia probe. Virginia Senator Mark Warner tells CNN's State of the Union that Papadopoulos lacks credibility.
From what I read about Papadopoulos is there was absolute evidence that the Russians had dirt and emails on Hillary Clinton. They offered it to Papadopoulos as a Trump campaign official. And this guy Papadopoulos, I've never met him, but he clearly is aspiring to be a player. And my understanding is he can't remember whether he turned that information over to other senior people in the Trump campaign. That's not very believable.
The head of CBS out after new allegations of sexual misconduct surface. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
CBS announcing late Sunday that Les Moonves would be leaving the company effective immediately, and that Chief Operating Officer Joseph Iannello would be taking over while the company searches for a permanent replacement. A person close to the discussion says Moonves will no longer be receiving any of his exit compensation. It all comes after The New Yorker published a piece by Ronan Farrow, a follow-up to his original story, in which six women accused Moonves of sexual harassment and intimidation stretching back several decades. The new report over the weekend contains new sexual assault and harassment allegations against Moonves from six additional women. Moonves denies all of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.